Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs, and I am broadcasting to you worldwide. Welcome, worldwide listeners, to this evening's show. We are in for a new speaker on the second Sunday service, September the 10th, 2023, of Let's Do It Radio with Pastor Rick Rollins from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida, who will be speaking to us today. Do you know what a door is made of? When it is open, how do you feel? When it is shut, how does it make you feel? Tonight, we are going to learn about the anatomy of a shut door. So tonight, you can call in at 845-241-9985. Tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. You can join in on air in the chat room and become part of the Let's Do It Radio congregation with our guest speaker, Pastor Rick Rollins. So in case you miss any of the episodes and you want to hear this episode again, you can also go on demand to the same www.blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do It Radio. So you can also follow, see if you can keep Let's Do It Radio on the air through Cash App at $ANAISCVALCOUR or through Venmo at NZ-INEZ. Or if you know my Zelle, you can send me a Zelle mail, as I call it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you all to put your hands together and give a warm Let's Do It Radio welcome to Pastor Rick Rollins out of Tampa, Florida. Let's give him a warm welcome. Go ahead, Pastor Rick.
Greetings to all of those of you that are listening tonight. We bless God for each of you. And Ms. Inez, I thank you for the opportunity to share with God's people on his day. It's been a long day, but I can't think of any place I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord tonight. So we're grateful for that opportunity.
Amen, amen. We'll have invocational prayer by Reverend Rick. I'll do a scripture, and then we'll have a song. We'll have invocational prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for this day is one that we've never seen and never shall again.
Yes,
so we'll give you glory for it, God. We ask you now that you move mightily in our time together, God, that you would bless these, your people, that not only would you bless these, your people, but God, bind them even closer to you, God. Lord, let there be more of you and less of us, God. We ask now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable. But then, God, let it be exceptional, that there would be a rhema word for your people that sets the captive free. God, for those tonight who are hurting, we know that you heal that hurt. So we thank you in advance, God. For those who are bound by whatever, God, we know that you set captives free, and we thank you for it. So we give you glory even now, God. For those that are finding themselves in lack and or need, God, we know that you will grant that need, that you are a sustainer, that you're a provider, God. We know that you're all things. We can go through your resume, your spiritual resume, and it would go on for pages and pages and days, because you've been all things to all people, yet treating us and meeting us where we are, God. We thank you right now. Lord, we ask you now tonight that you would bless Miss Inez like never before,
thank
God.
You.
Give her traveling grace. Give her traveling grace
and extended
mercy. Let there be no missed flights, no delays, none of that.
Amen.
God, we thank you for what you're about to do. We ask you now, God, that you would bless her family, that you would do exactly what you said you would do, God, that you would give them beauty for their ashes, that, God, you would take their sorrow and their mourning and turn them to dancing and joy, God.
Thank you.
We know that joy comes in the morning, God. We don't know what morning, but we know that in the soon coming day, that the weeping that endured for the night will be replaced by the joy that comes in the morning. We thank you that you're faithful to your word. So, God, what we do right now is thank you for the doneness of your doing in Jesus' name. Again, for the doneness of your doing in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And I will be reading to you out of the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and just one verse. And that's verse 11, Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, to the hearers of his mighty, mighty words. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven, that I wanna go. Heaven, I wanna go. Heaven, I wanna go.
y'all want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want to see him when I get there. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I do. I don't know about you, but that's where I want to go. And I hope I see you there as well. I'm going to introduce this gentleman of today. Pastor Rick Rollins is an award-winning talk show host, and you're going to hear in his voice, and his voice is one of those talk show host voice, media personality, stylist, designer, author, publisher, internationally published, and award-winning photographer, and pastor. Okay, so he's a Renaissance man. Currently, Pastor Rick is the host of Going Places with Rick Rollins. We're going places with Rick Rollins, and you want to go there too? Seen on Tampa Bay's More and YouTube, and the lead stylist, owner, buyer of Ricardo's Menswear, a men's modern-day haberdashery. Can we say that together? Haberdashery. He also appeared on Daytime WFLA and Great Day Live at WTSP as a fashion and style contributor. Previously, he was the host of the late night infotainment talk show Upfront with Rick Rollins on Fox 13. And prior to his tenure at Fox 13, Pastor Rick was the host of his own self-titled award-winning talk show, The Rick Rollins Show. He has also appeared on nationally syndicated talk shows Geraldo, Donahue, and The Jane Whitney Show. He is the author of three critically acclaimed novels like Breathing, Breathe Again, and Bated Breath, and is currently working on the fourth installment of the series Breathless. Breath. He is also the author of Random 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts, and I usually do sayings out of there, which we're going to hear tonight, another one. He has also contributed to several anthologies and collective works. His photography has been featured in Fine Art, Phyne Art, an award-winning pictorial celebrating the male physique, and Silence is Death, Unleashed Voices. So again, we want you to put your hands together, as he was laughing earlier, and give this gentleman an applause before he comes on to us. We're going to hear another song, Safe in His Arms by Milton Brunson and the Trinity. I think it's the Trinity Community Choir. So put your hands together. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, safe.
Hallelujah. Yes. Don't know about you, but I'm glad that I have his arms to rely on. Thank you for being with us tonight. Again, Ms. Inez, I thank you for the honor and the privilege of sharing with your listening audience. I pray that this word blesses somebody tonight. And so let's go to the scripture real quick, and then we'll move into what the Lord has laid out for us to share. In the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7, one of my favorite scriptures, and there are several, but this one means a lot to me. It says that the wife of a man who from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead." And now you know that he revered the Lord. But his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. And Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except," somebody say except, "a small jar of oil." Elisha said, "Now I want you to go around and ask your neighbors for the empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons, and pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." And she left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. And they brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. And when the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." And he replied, "There is not another jar left." And then the oil stopped flowing. And she went and told the man of God. And he said, "Go, sell the oil, pay your debts, and you and your sons live off of what's left." Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and hearers of the said
word. Amen.
Tonight, as you know by now, the message is entitled "The Anatomy of a Shut Door." I want to look at a couple of things as we share this word with you, and I hope that it will bless you. I'm not going to keep you long, but I want you to look at something that oftentimes we are much like the widow woman. She was a desperate housewife. Now she was in a place and a position in which she had never, it does not talk about her prior situation, but we can assume that because her husband was held in high esteem, they didn't hurt for much. But you have to wonder, well, then how could they find themselves in this, or themselves rather, in this position? But she comes to the man of God, and she says to him, "You know my husband, you know his rep, but here's where we are. We broke," much like Jaden. Jaden broke. Look at this. So she finds herself in this desperate situation, and so she seeks assistance from Elisha. Now, how many of us have found ourselves in places in which the situation, it was desperate times calling for desperate measures? She went to him and Elisha asked her, what do you need? What do you have in the house? Because there's an assumption that the reason she had nothing else but this was because they had sold everything trying to figure out a way to get out of the predicament in which she found herself. How many of us have been there that we're willing to pawn the car title, we're willing to pawn the jewelry, we're willing to do all this, and it's still not enough. Anybody ever been there in a place of not enough, even when you've done all you can, and it still seems like it's not enough? Anybody ever been there? I know I have. And so she asks the man of God, and the man of God gives her instructions that she's to go to her neighbors and borrow the empty vessels, not a few, but as many as she could find. And after gathering the empty vessels, as Elisha had instructed, the widow returns home. And Elisha then tells her to start pouring. But the one thing that I want you not to miss, and I want you to go back and read it again if necessary, Elisha gives her a very specific instruction, and shut the door. Oftentimes what has to happen is that you not only have to shut the door, sometimes you have to shut in, but you also have to shut up and shut off. There are times in your life when you are in a place that you can't tell nobody but Jesus. Why? Because if you start telling too many people, everybody's going to have an opinion. Everybody's going to tell you what if she had said, well, now Elisha told me to do, I'm sure that Sister Jones over there, girl, what that's going to do? Think about it. All she had to rely on was, one, her faith in God, but two, this small infinitesimal jar of oil. I did a Google search when I was first preaching the series, trying to find out what the size of the oil was. And you know what Google said, Miss Inez? It said it didn't matter.
How many of you understand tonight?
I need you to hear me when I say it doesn't matter the size of your faith. As long as you've got some faith. I don't care if it's mustard seed faith, the shekel of the mustard seed, which is a shell off the mustard seed, whether you have watermelon seed faith or you have avocado seed faith. The bottom line at the end of the day is all it takes to please God is faith. I'm going to give you the faith of a mustard seed. I'm going to give you that. If that's all you got, I can work with that. How many of you know tonight that as long as you've got faith, you've got everything that you need in this process? I digress. So we get back to Elisha and the widow woman. And so the shut door is the story of it's really significant here, and that's why it's one of my favorite sermons, and I thought I would share with you, is because it represents the private and intimate space. Hear what I'm saying? The private and intimate space where the miracle occurred. How many of you know that most of the miracles that mattered happened in intimate spaces? It was them and God alone. Even when there was a miracle such as Lazarus and the resurrection, it wasn't a whole lot of folks there according to the scripture. When you look at it, when Jesus rose, there was nobody but him and the angels. Because sometimes God doesn't need, oh, come on somebody tonight, say it with me, God doesn't need an audience. He doesn't need an audience. He doesn't need to prove who he is because he's God all by himself and he needs not one other person. He don't need nobody. What this proves tonight is that you and God are the majority. But see,
Amen.
Of us want an audience. I was watching while I was this week I was blessed to be a part and felt esteemed to be a part of a collaborative effort between my dear friend Audrey Pat McGee, who's a phenomenal fashion designer, and myself, and we got an opportunity to showcase for two nights in the Tampa Bay Fashion Experience with Tanika Bowles, the coach's wife, or she likes to call herself. Well, no, they call her the First Lady of the Buccaneers because she is Coach Bowles' wife. We had an opportunity by invitation to come and present. And when we first came, one, it was, okay, on this night you'll show one piece, you'll have a moving model around the place, and I'm going somewhere with this, I promise you. And so I took that opportunity and said, okay. And so I went to the rehearsal, and I guess when she saw me, there was something that rose in her and said, ask him to do more. Where are you going with this, Pastor? Oftentimes, when you are in position, you are poised and in position, what God does with an opportunity will blow your mind. Go back to the scripture. The woman is now positioned to take what take her faith and determine her fate. Somebody say with me, my faith often determines the fate. Because he's
my
often
faith,
finishes the faith. He already,
yes.
go ahead.
Yes.
That my faith
yes.
often determines
faith.
The faith. Why to come with something in order to make something happen? Come on, somebody. Oftentimes, as I preached tonight earlier, that one of the things that happens is that we become stagnant in a place when we are willing to call the mundane the miracle. How many of you understand that what God has in store for you looks nothing like what you thought it looked like, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store. But he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all you've ever asked or thought. But
yes.
you have to be positioned. The woman with the issue of blood, because we're in a series now called Healing Happens, the woman with the issue of blood positioned herself that she could touch the tallit, the hem of his garment, that she could touch it. She didn't need to have a meeting with him. She didn't need to talk to him. She didn't need to lock eyes with him. All she needed to do was be in position. Can I tell you tonight that the woman with the woman that was sitting there with nothing but the oil positioned herself behind the shut
yes.
door, away
yes.
from anybody and everybody, prying eyes, wagging tongues, and the opinions of a bunch of people who thought they knew more than she did. Elisha said, go in, shut the door, and begin to pour. Shut the door, begin to pour. Shut the door, begin to pour. And what they said is that once she got, now this is what I always find interesting as an entrepreneur. She went and borrowed the vessels from the people and then sold them back.
Yeah.
How many of you understand that God will take your nothingness and make it valuable enough that people, they gave it. You know why they gave them to? Because they didn't see the value. They had no idea. They had no idea why she wanted those bowls, why she wanted those jugs, why she wanted those jars. And sometimes you can't tell everybody why you doing what you doing, because if you do, they will talk you out of it every single time. She took something that was empty and poured from her faith into it. How many of you understand? Miss Inez is a prime example. She can see a piece of fabric. She can see a piece of jewelry. She can see something, and she will take the nothingness of it and turn it into a couture masterpiece, and somebody will give her what it's worth or more.
Amen.
Did
Amen.
You look at this tonight? There's some of the things that you have discounted in your life. Some of the things that you have discounted, and sometimes you have been the discounted. Now, hear me when I say this, that there will be people. Miss Inez is really the most proficient assistant I've ever had, and she sees it all the time. Everybody wants to come in and wants a what? A discount. They want to discount.
Right.
How many of you understand tonight that people will try to discount your faith? Because they can't see its value. And the thing of it is they don't have to see your value. As long as God sees, they're going to throw me out this mall. As long as they
Amen.
See
Come on,
God's
Come on.
Faith, as long as God sees the faith in you that you have in him. Look, your faith in you that is in him merges, and through the spiritual intercourse, they birth the miracle that has been waiting with your name on it. That's why we read Jeremiah 29. I know the plan I have for you. What God is saying to you tonight, the same thing he said to the woman, that when it looked like when you are down to nothing, that's when God is up to something. I preached a series called The Flourish of a Flat Season, that oftentimes God will make it look like the sidewalk, like nothing is happening. Oh, but then there's a weed that becomes your witness, that while others can't see it, and they will discount your weed. Well, I ain't talking about the kind you smoke. I'm talking about the one that grows. But they will discount your weed and see and say, look,
only the nothing is growing there. But the weed is the witness that God is up to something. And when God is up to something, that's something because of everything that you needed. And that's what happened. Behind the shut door, the widow begins to pour. And she starts with one little jar of oil. And she begins to pour into a bigger jar and bigger jars and bigger jugs. And all of a sudden, she finds herself, because I don't want to keep you long, she finds herself out of jars. Now, understand that she had collected every available jug, jar, bottle, container that was available. I want to go back to the fact that she had collected, others had discarded. And in what was discarded, there was the discovery of what God would do.
Uh-huh.
Let that marinate just for a second. Oftentimes what is discarded, oh my God, what is discarded and discounted is you. Do you hear me? That sister so-and-so, you know, she probably suffered a breakdown. Who knows what she's going to do with this? We saw her selling. Now, I'm sure some of the neighbors said, we saw her selling all her furniture, and now she asking for jars. What's she going to do with them? But she didn't invite anybody. You notice that she didn't invite anybody to help her. Oftentimes, you can't ask nobody to help you out of your situation, but God. The only two other people that were, or three people if you count Elisha, the only other people involved were the boys whose life were on the line. How many of you understand that sometimes it's going to seem like your life is about to end as you know it, and that's when God steps in and takes the look at this. She took a widow who had nothing and gave her enough not only to pay her debts but then live off of the surplus. How many of you understand tonight that God is getting ready to give you surplus? He's getting ready to give you surplus. I'm going to cut crosses, Dr. Sean Stewart says. I want to stay here for a second because while there's more that we could preach, I need you to understand tonight that if you operate in faith, and even when it seems like God is telling you some of the wildest stuff and he's telling you to do it, just do it. Be like Nike and just do it. Don't ask no questions. Do you notice that nowhere in this does she say, Elisha, what are you talking about? She didn't have an Arnold Jackson moment talking about, Elisha, what you talking about? It was not one of those moments. She simply did what she was told. Can I tell you tonight that whatever God is telling you, whatever God is showing you, do it and shut the door and shut up. Some of you want to talk about. Let me tell you something. I get, as a pastor, there are times when I get tired of hearing people repeat the same soliloquy. Their monologue is the same. They might as well cue the orchestra with the Negro spirit. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Look, in this day and time, I got to tell you, the Bible already told us, man born of a woman is filled with days, and there's days of what? Trouble. The days are few, but they're filled with trouble. So, but here's the thing. Somebody else said that trouble don't what? Last always. That's what the widow woman saw, that even in the midst of her trials, even in the midst of her trouble, even in the midst of her calamity, in the midst of her financial ruin, God not only showed up, but he showed up. He showed out. And all she could say was, show enough. And I love it. They said, and she took the oil and sold it. She didn't say she gave it back to the people and said, oh, baby, thank you for the container. Here, let me be a blessing to you. No, she got blessed because she took what they had discarded and discounted. And she decided, she made the decision to trust him and follow the instructions. One, shut the door. Two, fill the jugs. Three, sell them back. And four, live off the rest. How many of you tonight, those are the instructions that God is telling you, that I want you to take what you have. I want you to get behind closed doors. And I want you to listen for me. Listen to me, listen for me, and I will instruct you. And what I'm about to give you, do you not think that when Steve Jobs was trying to figure out the computer, or even Edison with the light bulb, or Carol with her mother's products for Carol's tab with her seasoning, in anybody else that's created anything, Maurice with his mold with his bow ties, there were plenty of people doing bow ties, but Mo said, I am called for such a time as this. And what time is that, Pastor Rick? For I'm called according to purpose. Do you understand that the disappointed time, God is telling you to shut the door so that he can better define your purpose and reveal it to you and show it to you, and in the most inane way. If be honest, if God said to you, go get, take that little bit of crystal you got, heat it up, and then pour it in, would you really? Wait, God, what? I only got this much. What are we going to do? Much like the other widow woman who, when talks to the prophet, again, I guess Elisha and widows had a thing that, you know, they thought they could talk to him. But when the woman had fixed her last little bit of food and was preparing to die, her and her son, how many of you have prepared to lose? I got news for you tonight. God says it's time that you turn that around and prepare to win. Prepare to win, because I've called you according to purpose. Understand this tonight, that no matter what your situation and your circumstance, God has something for you that he's ready to do in this season. He wants to do it with you, for you, through you, in you, and because of you. If you will follow the instructions, the anatomy of the short door is simple, that it is the barrier between you and them. Them who often tell you, if I were you, I would do it this way. But let me tell you something. Folks who want to tell you how to do it this way, most of the time, their way will get you in the way, will get in the way of what God wants you to do. If you do it his way, it's simple. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You do it his way. And what happens in the process? That little becomes much. Why? Because it's now been placed in the master's hand. And sometimes, can I say this to you, my brothers and sisters? Sometimes the master's hands look like and are yours. That's why Miss Inez, a.k.a. Anais Valcourt, can take a piece of fabric and turn it into something that everybody wants to wear. That's why when Rick Rollins walks into a room or looks at someone who comes in to the place and can say, this is how I see you. It's not because of anything. It's not because of me, but it's the God in me. And it's the reverence in me that is willing to listen to the God in me and pour my little bit of oil out into the vessel. And the vessels keep coming. Oh, there are seasons when it seems like I'm on the beginning of the side of this story, that there's nothing. But one of the things that I know for sure, that what God has given me, whether you call it talent, whether you call it gifting, whatever you call it, if I place it in his hand, he's sure to multiply it to the point of exceeding and abundant. Bob, all I ever asked or thought in this next chapter, you know why I get to be a Renaissance man? Is because God knows, much like the people in the parables, I'm not going to just take it and hide it underground and say that I'll give it back to him because he's a hard taskmaster. No, because to him much is given, much is required, and the requirement is that I use my faith and I cause it not to just only add, not only for there to be addition, but there to be additions. In other words, the multiplication happens. When that woman added her faith to that oil, she was able
to fuel her situation and finance it too. Tonight, if you'll add your faith to your situation, watch what God does. And remember this, shut the door. And sometimes shutting the door is shutting your mouth and not telling a soul, nobody but Jesus, that I'm ready to do whatever you call me to do. I'm willing to stand the ridicule. God says, you ain't got to worry about the ridicule because we shut that door. Nobody sees what we're up to but you and me. And what you and God are up to tonight is going to blow the socks off some folks off and blow their minds if you let him. Take what he tells you to do and get to doing it. Just do it. No questions. No supposition. Just do it. Amen? Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Rick. The anatomy of a shut door. Can we get it? Y'all can unmute your mics and give them a hand praise. Come on, y'all. I see you all out there. You can give them a hand praise. Come on. Amen. Thank you. We have a few pastors and apostles out there, so I'm going to play Broken but I'm Healed, and then we'll have either one of the Bennett's to the Invitation to Christ, if you would, and then we're going to go into announcements. So for any of you out there who wants prayer, you can call us at 845-241-9985. Again, that's 845-241-9985 if you'd like prayer or if you want to receive Christ. But we're going to hear Broken But I'm Healed, and then we'll have the invitation by either Apostle Bennett or Pastor Betty Bennett. Thank you.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle
to
fix
your
need.
About your situation, but with every test, it's every there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free, yes he will. God, you promised me, said he would. God can heal.
Yes, he can.
That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken.
Give me a
miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say, you're giving me your healing, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Giving all glory and honor to God. That song is so befitting, amen. Such a segue into this most critical and sacred part of the service, amen. After such a mighty and awesome and explosive word of God, you heard about faith. You heard how you need to go in and close the door. You heard how miracles can occur and do occur. Maybe you're out there tonight and you're wondering, who is this miracle working God that they're talking about? Who is this prophet that told the woman and gave her instructions and told her to close the door behind her? Who is this God that gave her the faith to change her fate in life? Who is this God that you're talking about on tonight?
Yeah.
You may be asking, how do you get to know a God like that?
Well,
you may even be saying in yourself, I have tried and tried to do it myself, and I have tried to demonstrate, and I've gone beyond my strength, my physical capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worn myself out. Well, maybe tonight is your night to turn it over to God. Tonight may be your night to get to know the Master. Tonight may be your night to receive salvation. Tonight may be your night.
The question was asked, why not now? Because now is the appointed time. If you're hearing this message and you're hearing this song once a month, or if you hear it sometime later in the future, I'm asking God to pierce your ears and soften and subdue your heart, that you will begin to reach out to him, that you will begin to confess any sins of omission or commission before him, because after all, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He says in his word that even while we were yet sinners, Almighty God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. So we thank God on tonight because the act that God did was a beloved act. It was for a love of mankind. It was to reconcile mankind back unto himself. Tonight, if you're hearing my voice, maybe there's a void in your heart. Maybe there's a void in your spirit. Maybe there's a void in your soul. Something just seems to be missing. Perhaps you found yourself feeling like you're walking alone, that you're going through trials and tribulations, but there's no one there to reach out to. Tonight, I want you to consider reaching out and touching the Master's hand.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to extend to you an opportunity to come into the family of God. It's easy to do. Amen. The Bible says that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, confess that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Believe that he came and he died on the cross for your sin and for my sin. That you still have my faith. If that's you on tonight, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. I want you to know salvation on tonight. After all, we don't know what tomorrow has to offer. We don't even know if tomorrow will come. So I want to pray with you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thanking you for paying the great price for you. See, you gave your only begotten Son that we might have a way to the tree of life. Can I tell you the end doesn't stop when you leave this earth?
Come on.
It's only beginning. Life is only beginning. So I pray tonight that you will grasp the word that is on for. That you would believe in your heart that he loves you. No matter what sin you are engaged in, or even if you just lost and can't find your way, he'll be a light. His word will be a light unto your feet. It will light your path. God loves you on tonight. And he's standing before you with open arms. And he's saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you just want to give up. Maybe you just want to throw in the towel. Don't do it. God said, I have a more excellent way. He said, I'll be your strength. Your seal, your buckler, your comforter, your peace, your joy. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll be with you always. I'll walk with you, talk with you. I tell you that you're my very own.
Yes, yes.
If that's you tonight. If that's you tonight. Repeat these words with me. Dear Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. For I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I have fallen short of your glory, God. Come into my heart and become Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that thou art the Son of the living God. And I believe that God raised you from the dead on the third day. And that he seated with you in heavenly places. Now, Lord, I confess that because I believe, I receive. I'm saved. And I thank you, God, for salvation.
Yes. Thank you.
I thank you for the cross experience. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I am now in the family of Christ. Welcome to the kingdom family of God. Welcome. Welcome,
amen.
Welcome. In Jesus.
Amen.
Now I ask that if you said that prayer, that you would find you a Bible-believing church. Get yourself into it. Learn of him as much as you can. Get to know your master because he already knows you. You need to get to know him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Betty. While you have the mic, as I said, if you want to greet the pastor, Pastor Rick, and I'm going to just open the mics up and let everybody greet Pastor Rick. And if you have any announcements as well, you can go ahead with your announcements as well.
Amen, Pastor Rick. I bring you greetings from Harvest World Ministries in Little Rock, Arkansas. I want to say tonight that word was just dynamic, moving, inspiring, motivating, encouraging. Amen. All of the above. Amen. What a word.
Amen.
What a word.
Amen.
You delivered us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I felt like shouting, running. I was in here clapping and praising. Amen. You better be glad to have me on mute because you really shared that word tonight. You reignited some sparks in some people on tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Of the miracle working power of God working through life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we would just listen to his instructions and do as he says, amen, we'll come
amen.
Ahead of the game. We'll come out better than we went in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for you on tonight. I thank God for you delivering that word. I want to say don't stop delivering that word because that is a life-changing word for a lot of people. Don't stop delivering it. Amen. Keep on preaching that word just like that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
What an awesome. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Apostle Chris, you want to say anything?
Pastor Rick, I really enjoyed that word tonight. I thank God for you, man. Just keep on keeping on. And, you know, you took the word from Micah. You know, just do it. That's all we got to do is just do what you say do and just go on about our business and watch
Amen.
That. Amen. Hey, keep the word up, man. You did an awesome job. Thank you.
Oh, bless God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Caller 8458, if you want to say anything, please do. If not, just say you're listening. Amen. Amen. Thank you. then we had Val and Colin listening as well, Rick. They listened, but she probably got shy. You know how she is. She had Esther, but she was listening as well. So thank you to every one of you for joining in and listening in today. The anatomy of a shut door. And the announcement, I know that in Little Rock, Arkansas, on the third Saturdays, they feed the soul and feed the body as well. They have a, I'm on my fence, they tell it better than I can. I was trying to, but they didn't say anything. But I know on the third Saturdays, they have, they feed the flock in their area, to feed the homeless. So go ahead, either one of you.
Amen, amen. So I was going to let Apostle Chris give that announcement. Amen.
Okay.
But I do want to announce to anyone who's going to be in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, in or around the area on next Saturday at 3 p.m., we will be positioned at 3rd and Markham downtown across from the Salvation Army. Amen. Our endeavor is to do the will of the Father. And do it in his way. Amen. And so we are out, we call it taking it to the street where we take, where the Lord, I said we take, God forbid, but the Lord allows us, amen, to take his word to the street, to share his word spiritually and to provide for the needs of those who are less fortunate. Amen. I won't dare call them homeless because not all of them are homeless. Some are just hungry.
Right.
And some are just less fortunate, meaning they don't have enough to get by on. And so we thank God for that opportunity to be able to go out and to give back, amen, a portion of that which God has given to us, amen. And we bless God and give him glory for all that he is doing here in Little Rock. Amen.
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 Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the announcement for me, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it, same time, same channel, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, the third Sunday, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington, speaking to us. Then coming up September 22nd through the 24th, the M4 Summit, virtual summit with Dr. Monica Jackson. It's Men with a Message on a Mission, Creating a Movement. It's a virtual summit, and it's coming up rapidly. And for tickets and more information, you can contact her through drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit. Again, that's drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit for tickets and information. And Reverend Ronnie Marshall, he said he was going to be on here tonight, but I'm going to have to get after him. But he also provides music, and he has music out there on all music media, YouTube, Amazon, CD Baby, and all. So you can always listen to his music and download his music, and you'll find him under Ron Marshall on YouTube as well. So please support him and his endeavors. And again, sow a seed to me. To Let's Do It Radio, to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air through Cash App, the $ANAISEVALCOUR, through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle, through telephone number, or my email. And I just want to as I say, let the congregation give another round of applause to Reverend Rick Rollins out of Tampa, Florida, with the Ed Community Church of Central Florida. Let's give him a hand praise. Amen, amen, amen. He definitely gave us the anatomy of a shut door, and that was taken from 2 Kings 4:1-7. And if you have a topic you want to discuss, you can always contact me through email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And you can send me the information. I'll contact you and we can talk about it. And again, thank you each and every one of you for joining us this evening. And if you have something on your chest, let's get it off on Tuesdays and Thursdays and let's just talk about it so it won't be stuck on your chest, but it'll be out there in the atmosphere. So thank you again. And you know me, I've been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs. And you can find me on either Facebook or Instagram. And where else? www.anaisevalcour.com. And look me up and hook me up and, you know, see what I do. As Reverend Rick says, I can put something together and make it. Put nothing together and make it something. So I appreciate that. Appreciate him saying that. And the thought of the evening is from his book. How do I want to say this? Pastor Rick's Random 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts. And God will give you the strength to go through your storm or valley or situation so that when you come out, you'll have power. That is one of his sayings in his book. And that is Random 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts. And that's by J. Rick Rollins II. So you can always find that out there on Amazon. And so we'll have the benediction by Pastor Rick and his last words. And then don't do it without me. It's in your hands, Pastor Rick.
Amen. Again, thank you for the opportunity of sharing the word tonight. Hopefully it did indeed bless us and give us something to think about. As many times as I share that word in its various iterations, I am blessed to get something from it. And tonight I would ask you to stop taking what you have and minimizing it into obscurity. Instead, give it to God and let him make the increase. Because oftentimes when we look to others for the increase, all they care to do is decrease. So tonight, use what you have and give it to him. Whether it's a little bit, and let me say this, stop calling folks stuff little. Stop talking about your little church. How's your little church? How's your little store? How's your little design business? What God gives, it is far greater. Oftentimes, it is how people see it because it's how we presented it. How we presented it. When she asked, when Elisha asked, what she had, she said, all I've got is this little bit of oil. First she said it, she called it nothing. Some of what you call nothing, God sees it as something, and he's ready to do everything with it. I'm done with that because that can go in a whole different direction. But tonight I encourage you to just allow God to use what you have. Surrender it to him. Surrender it to him. Shut the door. And watch what happens. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together. Yes. We ask you that as we would leave this place, that never your care, that you dispatch angels of protection around each and every one of us, and that, God, in this season, that not only would you bless us, but anything that you do, God, don't do it without us. Allow us to be the willing conduits, vessels, servants, to make sure that your will is done. We ask you now, God, that as we leave this place, that we would remember that you are the author and finisher of our faith, and that everything that is done, if we do it unto you, when it's given back, we won't recognize it because the little will have become much more than we ever thought. God, as we leave this place, but not your care, keep us safe. Keep us strong. Keep us whole. And God, as always, we thank you for the doneness of your doing. And because you've done it, we now walk into it, receive it, and then distribute it so others will see just how great you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you for everybody who joined us this evening. Just don't do it without me.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say.
You need a healing, just say,
Amen. Thank you all again for joining us this evening,
amen.
The second Sunday.
Amen.
Reverend Ron just joined us. I guess better late than never, but thank you for joining us.
I've been with you on the computer. The phone was acting weird. So I heard the whole message. Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. So thank you so much for being out there, everybody, and just joining in and welcoming Pastor Rick out of Tampa, Florida. So thank you to every one of you as we sign out for the night, because I'm leaving California and heading back home. So thank you. amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Have a good evening. Stay safe.